Good morning. You want to hear a joke? Amar Singh yesterday described his former party colleague Azam Khan as filth and muck of Indian politics. I'm not sure who is filth and who is muck, but it was good to see Election Commission do a bit of his job or at least keep the perception alive. Not like it matters, or does it? Because the Prime Minister and Amit Shah are still asking for votes by deploying army in their vocabulary. But it's still better than what some of their ministers and the state presidents have been saying. More on that later, but it is 16th April 2019, and in a first, the Election Commission has imposed a nationwide campaign ban on Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, SP leader Azam Khan for 72 hours, and on Union Minister Maneka Gandhi and Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati for 48 hours from today, 6 a.m. for their provocative communal remarks, which is said had the propensity to polarize the elections. While Adityanath, Mayawati and Gandhi were found guilty of violating the model code, EC said Khan, who have also faced a state-specific ban during 2014 polls, not only violated the poll code, he also disregarded its directive asking politicians to desist from deeds or actions construed as being repugnant to the honour and dignity of women. Before you go gaga on EC, I'm not sure that the same punishment as Yogi's should have been meted out to Azam Khan, or that Mayawati should have got the same treatment as Maneka Gandhi. And coming to the fakest Gandhi, there is Maneka Gandhi. In a statement that could stir a new controversy, she has said that she prioritizes villages as per the votes in her favor. And Sunday's gathering in Isoli assembly segment, Maneka said she will tag villages A, B, C and D depending on votes she gets and plan development accordingly. For instance, the union minister said the village that votes 80% for her will be categorized as A and would be on top of her development plank. A village where 60% vote for her would be categorized as B, and so on and so forth. After A category region is developed, then comes B, and only after B work is done, then we'll start with C. I would like to see all villages in the first one, she said. EC on Monday suspended her campaign for 48 hours after she said if Muslims did not vote for her, they should not seek her help when she is MP again. She is the women and child minister who was once a champion of animals. Meanwhile, people outraging over Azam Khan's khaki chaddi calling have conveniently saved their outrage or worse turned ostrich to what the BJP state presidents have been saying. And yes, there has been an evolution in the vocabulary. It is New India after all. From once calling Rahul Gandhi Haramzada or a bastard, the BJP Ratans have progressed to using MC, Hindi for mofo. Well, wonder what the EC will have to say about that. Himachal Pradesh Congress Committee on Monday filed a police complaint against state BJP President Satpal Singh Sati for making derogatory statements and using the offensive word against Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi. And no, it is not just this BJP state president who was bringing out his Shaka education, culture and shorts in the open, aka his bigotry. Kerala BJP state president P.S. Sridharan Pillai on Sunday at a public meeting in Athangal remarked that Muslims can be identified by removing their clothes in a reference to circumcision. I mean, after so many riots, Mr. Pillai would have gotten an experience in this. In his speech supporting BJP's Athangal candidate Sobha Surendran was referring to the questions raised by the opposition on the number of people killed in the airstrike, according to News Minute. Our Rahul Gandhi Yechuri and Pinaraya are saying our soldiers have to go there and see the count of the dead, their caste, religion, etc. If it is Islam, there are some signs. No, he said, adding, if you remove their clothes, you will be able to know. We have to do all that and return is what they, that is the opposition, are saying. Meanwhile, coming to opposition, given we are on Rahul Gandhi, who took a strange place to hold talks with Arvind Kejriwal of Aam Aadmi Party on Twitter. The Congress President Rahul Gandhi Monday accused AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal of doing a U-turn on the alliance talks between the two parties and said the doors of Congress are open, but time is running out. However, Kejriwal, who claimed to be shocked, said that the talks are still on and accused Gandhi of helping the BJP by dividing anti-Modi votes in Uttar Pradesh and in some other states. The Congress president on Twitter said his party is willing to give 4 of the 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi to the AAP to ensure that their alliance defeats the BJP. Well, a fresh round of talks will be held between the AAP and the Congress on Wednesday, where the AAP will be proposing a tie-up in Delhi, Haryana and Chandigarh. And on to international news, where the big story is the Tower of Notre Dame. The main structure of Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris has been saved after hours of firefighting to put out a devastating blaze. However, the spire of Paris's landmark structure in central Paris collapsed as the fire ravaged the roof of the cathedral. And good on the firefighters to not listen to the spire starter Trump, who wanted to waterbomb the building. The firefighting chief had better wits about him, who knew the building would collapse. Meanwhile, the American Museum of Natural History in New York said on Monday that it will not host a planned gala dinner what was set to honor Brazil's far-right president Jair Bolsonaro as Person of the Year. The Brazilian-American Chamber of Commerce's plan to honor Bolsonaro, who has suggested he would pull Brazil out of the Paris Accord on climate change and wants to develop the Amazon rainforest at a museum dedicated to science and nature, was met with outrage last week. And still sticking on to America, self-described democratic socialist Bernie Sanders, the 2020 presidential candidate who has long assailed America's growing income inequality, released his 10 years of tax returns on Monday that confirms his newfound status as a millionaire. Well, this is news because the senator routinely rails against millionaires and billionaires and the rigged economic system that protects their standing. Saw his income spike on royalties from sales of his book, Our Revolution. And before we leave you to make your day productive, please do remove Internet Explorer from your desktop if you're still using this archaic browser. Microsoft's Internet Explorer has dealt with a reputation for poor security for years. But now, making things worse, the browser has been found to be making PCs vulnerable even if it is just installed in them and is not being used or has never been used. That is all that I have for you for today, though it's a bit tough to see positivity in the Notre Dame burning. But one tiny bit of good news in this tragedy is that for the last half decade or so, an architectural historian named Andrew Talon worked with laser scanners to capture the entirety of the cathedral's interior and exterior in meticulous 3D point clouds. Have a fantastic day ahead. If you're in North India, take care of them dust storms. If you're anywhere in India, take care of not being bitten by the bigotry set loose. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.